My name is John Waits, and I am the curate at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We've got used in the time of pandemic not being able to take communion in the church, as we would all, I'm sure, like to do. But it's perfectly possible to have the Lord Jesus come to us in a spiritual form in this Eucharist. There's a prayer by the Great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge that sums up that Jesus here is with us at this communion, and is inspired by a prayer of St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more dearly, day by day. Amen. So pause now if you wish to take a moment to find the bread and the wine that we'll need later on in the service. And the prayer of preparation for us all. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the commandments. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our Queen and Governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God, ever world without end. Amen. Now we come to the collect set for the day. Almighty God, who alone can bring order to the unruly wills and passions of sinful humanity, give your people grace so to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The first reading is taken from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 12 to 20. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Gospel reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 to 26. He went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if in your youth you ever went caving. I remember as a child going once. I think it might have been Wookiee Hole, but I'm not sure. It was certainly somewhere where we went beyond where you could just go on a usual trip. We had to get special helmets on with a front light. I remember us being taken down, and after a while they switched all the lights that were along the side of the cave system out, and then we had to switch our lamps and our helmet out, and we all felt what it was like to be in the complete dark. So pleased to get them back on, but that wasn't the end of the journey. We went along and the path became narrower and the roof became lower, which is why we had to wear those helmets, those hard hats. And we finally got to a point where we had to go down on our knees and somehow wriggle our way through a gap. It wasn't something for those who really hate small spaces. But once we'd come through that gap, we came out into an amazing cavern full of stalagmites and stalactites. Even more beautiful than anything you could see in the area you could just walk into. Yes, there you could have a sense of the grandeur of the cave system, but it was only through going through the really tough places, the tight squeezes, that you got to the fullness of what was on offer. That might give you an idea of what's going on in this reading we had from Luke's Gospel. He has recorded four Beatitudes. Blessed are you. Unlike Matthew's eight, there are only four here, and each is matched with a woe to you. These four blessed are you talk about tight squeeze places in life. Blessed you who are poor is the first. Poor. Not like in Matthew, poor in spirit, but just straightforwardly poor. And each of them has a flip side. Woe to you. So blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now that would have brought people up with a start, because surely it's those who have plenty of money who are blessed. They're the ones who can do what they like, don't have to struggle in life. No, Jesus says, it's better to be poor. Poverty, not riches, are the place where God will bring you blessing. To understand this, perhaps it's better to look at the flip side, the woe that comes later on. Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. The poor have something to look forward to, a reward from God, and the poor are keeping in that relationship with God, looking for what God's going to do for them. The rich have it all and have had it all. If you have riches now, and that's all that matters to you, that's all you're going to get. And so also with the hungry and those who weep. They are blessed by God because God will meet their needs. Even those who are persecuted for the sake of Jesus will find that God will be with them. So, this is lovely. In time, there'll be a wonderful place where everything will be right. It's not a lot of help now, though, if you're poor and sad. And yet, Jesus says, blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you. Not you will be blessed, but you're blessed now. How can that be? Well, yes, you have the confidence that in the future you'll be rewarded. But Jesus is saying there's more to it than that. You see, when God acts, we now have something of what we will have in the future. A little bit of it now for a great bit in the future. Looking at the one about the hungry, that's clear. Yes, he doesn't mean starving. He means hungry. Blessed are those who want more than there is on offer in the world now and the way the world does things. Because as you work for it, as you help to transform the world, you will see the fruit of what you do. And a sign of that is we can gather and eat bread and wine now. And as we receive the bread and wine, know that God is meeting us now as we act to help transform the world. Blessed are those who now know who God is and what God's doing. I wonder whether you saw the letter that Queen Elizabeth wrote on the 70th anniversary of her accession. She signed it, Your Servant, Elizabeth R. She understands and has always understood that although within our earthly society she has the highest place, she can only occupy it by God's grace as someone to serve us all. She might have this earth's riches, but they're worth nothing if she doesn't long for something more, to serve God in her way. So too this week, look for those points where you can be blessed. Not just because God has given you much, and he has given us much, but because you can see where this world is lacking. And by God's grace, you can go into those tough places. You can squeeze through. And as you do it, you can sense what God has in store. Not just in the world to come, but for us who work for him and with him now. Amen.
Your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with a spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save all Christian kings and princes, governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present in our various ways, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, of thy goodness, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Just take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him this day. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Maker of all things, Judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we, from time to time, most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here also what St. Paul saith, this is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Here also what St. John saith, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do, and it's very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather out the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for all the sins of the world, and at institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night his betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and he gave his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The Prayer of Thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we must humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Come to the glory, that great song of praise. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today, and remain with you always. Amen.